This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed their vast differences on trade that have led to exchanges of significant retaliatory tariffs. They did agree on a small truce and their trade war. Mr. Trump described their relationship as incredible.
I think at some point we are going to end up doing something which is great for China and great for the United States.
Many major business leaders in both the United States and China are hoping for some sort of deal in what is seen as an escalating trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. The White House says there will be a state funeral for former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who died late Friday at the age of 94. AP Sagar Magani.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the late president will be honored at Washington National Cathedral, though details have not yet been announced. And even though President Trump had a tense relationship with the Bush family, Sanders says he and Mrs. Trump will attend. He'll also designate a Wednesday as a national day of mourning, after tweeting the 41st president was a truly wonderful man whose accomplishments were great from beginning to end. The other ex-presidents are also praising him, with President Obama saying George H.W. Bush's legacy of service may never be matched, though he'd want all of us to try. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron is holding an emergency meeting to discuss how best to deal with protesters who mounted demonstrations in Paris for three straight weekends. They are upset with new taxes, and with Macron's leadership, the demonstration in Paris this weekend evolved into a riot, including a spray paint. It's considered some of the worst civil unrest that Paris has actually seen in years. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marched in Berlin to demand Germany speed up its exit from coal-fired power plants. This is before the opening of a UN climate summit in neighboring Poland. The protests in the German capital and a simultaneous march in the western city of Cologne were organized by environmental groups. The summit in Poland seeks to build on the landmark 2015 Paris Accord, when countries agreed to try to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius by the century's end. President Trump took his America First foreign policy to a major gathering of world leaders this week in Argentina. The result was a G20 summit that resulted in a few substantive agreements. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from the summit in Buenos Aires.
Despite a growing wave of global nationalism, there was an attempt at international cooperation at the G20 summit in Argentina. Controversial issues like immigration and trade were largely avoided here. On climate change, the U.S. simply agreed to disagree with everyone else. One obvious complicating factor here was the role played by U.S. President Donald Trump, whose outspoken nationalism and America First approach to the world often downplay the role of international institutions like the G20. In an interview with VOA's Spanish service, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. remains committed to international cooperation.
To create prosperity for every citizen of the world.
In the end, a forum meant to foster international unity may be more notable for its disunity. Bill Gallo, VOA News, at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires.
The people of the U.S. state of Alaska are beginning to come back from a powerful earthquake that hit near the city of Anchorage, where about 40% of Alaskans live. Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz says that he is proud of the way emergency workers and residents responded to the quake.
We have done a great job as a community responding to the earthquake, and that if I were to articulate a theme for where we are now, is it is that we are on the road to returning to normal.
The magnitude 7.0 quake did not cause widespread damage to structures, and injuries were minimal. Most of the damage is with the streets and roads in the region. And one of his first acts in office, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has signed an agreement with his counterparts from three Central American countries to establish a development plan to stem the flow of migrants seeking asylum in the United States. Thousands of migrants, mostly Hondurans, have joined caravans in recent weeks in an effort to speed through Mexico to request refuge at the U.S. border. Many of the migrants say that they are fleeing poverty and violence in their home countries. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.